Now, today on the program, we're also talking about spices. Do you like spicy food yourself? If you do, you may be more aggressive. You may show aggression when you eat spicy foods. Frank, do you like spicy foods, sir? You know, Mexican food, cayenne. You like it. All right. Well, the popular saying, you are what you eat, suggests that people who take on the characteristics of the food they eat. Wisdom from ancient texts and practitioners of alternative medicine seem to share the intuition that consuming spicy food may create aggression. Now, in this research, they did a couple of three different experiments. Those who consume hot and spicy foods may be more prone to thoughts related to aggression. And I didn't know this. Across three studies, evidence of this proposition exists. Study one reveals that those who typically consume spicy food exhibit higher levels of trait aggression. In studies two and three, they reveal respectively that the consumption of or even mere exposure to spicy food can activate someone's aggressive behavior and lead to higher levels of perceived aggressiveness intent in others, which I had no idea this was going on. Now, I've known that spicy foods, they're good for you at a lot of levels. They've got nutrients in it and all kinds of health benefits. And they can also increase satiety. Some people feel very satisfied, more satisfied when they eat spicy foods. And some people avoid spicy foods like the plague. Now, there's one person, Frank, you told me before we went on the air, one person that you know that absolutely likes spicy foods, and I'm going to talk about it in just a moment. Can you play a copy or play the voice track of her? Go.
Understands how to inflame people. Whatever resentment or point of anger that you may have, if he can get into it, whether it's race or sex or xenophobia or anti-Islamophobia. The Russians, in my opinion, and based on intel and counter-intel people
whose voice is that?
Could not have known how best to weaponize.
Can anybody guess who's talking right now?
Unless they had been guided. And here's
guided by Americans.
Guided by Americans.
Frank, who is that talking? Is that
yes.
That's former Secretary of State.
I think it's pretty hard not to.
Okay. So that's Hillary Clinton speaking, right?
Yes,
sir. It's funny that you play her audio tape, Frank, because it's my understanding that Hillary Clinton, she consumes jalapenos, hot ones, like some people eat potato chips. So it could explain flying vases and other things with aggression related to eating spicy foods. I don't know. That's just what somebody told me. I'm not certain about it. But spicy food consumption, increasing aggression, I guess, in some people. So there you have it. Now, we're going to introduce you to a special guest coming up, and I want you to take notes and listen very carefully to what our special guest has to say, because it could be a game changer for your health on a go-forward basis. It's that important. That's coming up. I also want you to know that if you have high blood sugar, and anybody in your family has diabetes, if you have a pot belly or a little beer belly, kind of a tummy, even though you may not drink beer, or you crave sugar and you gain weight in the abdomen most likely, that you have a higher risk of diabetes. And if you do develop diabetes, and anybody with a blood sugar on a fasting level for 10 hours higher than 90 milligrams per deciliter will shave off about 8.5 years off your lifespan in the average 50-year-old person if you have diabetes. So you don't want diabetes. It is a brutal disease that absolutely shortens lifespan, and it destroys your quality of life. And you can delay it. You can reverse it with diet and physical activity and lifestyle changes and specific nutritional supplements. So if you crave sugar, if you gain weight in the abdomen, if there's any diabetes in your family, if your blood sugar is rising and your doctor's waiting until it gets worse in order to treat it, there's something you can do about it now and help yourself avoid this problem. The nutritional supplement for it in the marketplace now, which is helping a lot of people, it's called Pancreatic Health. It's an herbal formula, a combination of herbs, vitamin, mineral formulation that helps people with blood sugar issues. The formulation is 100% natural, developed and manufactured right here in the United States, and it's the only formulation available with 100% bioavailability. So many supplements in the marketplace, you take them in and you get end up with expensive urine. Not this one. This one is clinically tested, and it's done, and it was actually formulated by a doctor. So if you don't want to have diabetes or the complications associated with it, which include peripheral neuropathy, kidney failure, some people lose a limb out of it, and wounds and sores that don't heal, then you would serve yourself well by taking this supplement called Pancreatic Health. Pancreatic Health for yourself or somebody you know with blood sugar issues, pre-diabetes or diabetes, it doesn't matter. Or if you don't want it, here's a number to call to order Pancreatic Health, the natural supplement without any side effects to manage your blood sugar before it manages you. 800-797-0630. Write it down. Pancreatic Health. 800-797-0630. The natural solution to type 2 diabetes. Pancreatic Health. 800-797-0630. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC.